There's a circuit in the inner ear that controls our balance and the ability to stay upright. Even if the ground is moving, such as walking up a ramp, down a ramp, how are we able to maintain how our head stays level or centered to our shoulders, stays level to our pelvis and our ankles, so that we can maintain going uphill, downhill, sideways? So the inner ear has this mechanism of neurology that talks to the eyes. So the ear mechanism is called the vestibular, and the eye is ocular. So in our neurology, we call this vestibular ocular circuit or reflex. And when the baby is born, it really doesn't have an active vestibular ocular reflex. It actually starts learning it. That's why it takes time for the baby to be able to lift its head up, and then that reflex starts to develop. Then, after some months of developing those muscles by practicing holding the head up, the vestibular ocular mechanism starts to talk to the shoulders, to the pelvis, and the baby now starts to be able to sit up. And then from sitting up, it can now, after some months, start to go to standing. And then from standing, it goes to balance and walking, which seems very uncoordinated in the beginning. But then, after 6 months to a year to 5 years, the child can run easily and then start doing all kinds of twisting, turning, catching a football while they're turned this way, that way, all these incredible activities that human beings are able to do. However, if we take a trauma to the head and we were looking in one direction or looking up to the right or down to the left at the moment of impact, or if we fell backwards or forwards, that means at the moment of impact, we became neurologically disorganized, and if the body couldn't self-reset this through breathing, crying, yelling, as I've explained in my other videos, if they didn't get the reset, then now their body is going to be neurologically disorganized in relationship to moving. So that means this vestibular ocular spinal tract, which means how the eyes to the ears then calculate where is the world and then send the data down to the brain so that it can make a decision of how to contract the muscles to stay upright. But if this is off, then the person will find they cannot have power going to one side or the other as easily. So no matter how much they start to strengthen it or do exercises or wobble boards or whatever therapies are out there, if this vestibular ocular spinal tract is not reset, the person will never feel strong on one side or looking up to the right or when they're in a car reading and the trees are flying by. This will start to activate them, or if they look up and tip their head up and try to change a light bulb or screw something in or shampoo their hair by tipping up or looking down, they start to get a little dizzy. These are all things that sometimes get poorly labeled or wrongly labeled as blood pressure problems, and really there's this mechanism of the vestibular ocular spinal tract circuit that needs to be corrected, which we can easily do using neural organization technique protocols. Unfortunately, these things will get named more severely as Meniere's disease, so now it's called a disease, and I'm not denying that it doesn't exist, but I would love to see if the person got NOT, if we took 20 people with Meniere's disease and corrected it, I would be willing to gamble that at least 10 to 15 of those would disappear after one treatment or two treatments.